Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today as we talk with Caitlin Glover about the Great American Outdoors Act in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Talking with Caitlin Glover, who, of course, is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, but also the Public Lands Council. Caitlin, let's talk about maybe, first of all, the Great American Outdoors Act. Is that the proper title?
That is the title.
Oh,
yes.
Goodness.
Yes, unfortunately. So, you know, it's hard to describe or to succinctly say, you know, everyone loves the Great American Outdoors. So when people hear that we've opposed such a bill with such an inspiring title, such an inspiring name, you have to ask why. But yes, we saw the Great American Outdoors Act. This is a conversation that's evolved over a number of years, but has passed the House and passed the Senate, and we do expect the President to sign it in the coming days.
So, what's the problem as far as from NCBA's perspective?
Right. So the bill does two things. It really marries two different conversations. One part of the bill tries to address the deferred maintenance backlog. So that's maintenance at the Park Service and the BLM, the Forest Service, and other agencies where they have more maintenance that they need to do in a given year than they have money to pay for. Obviously, that deferred maintenance builds over time. For example, the National Park Service, they have $12-13 billion in deferred maintenance and no real way to pay for it. You have crumbling infrastructure, but not a lot of way to pay for it. So it is a problem, and it's something that Congress has tried to address for a number of years. Obviously, you know, when you make a financial investment like that, you want to put it in your budget. You want to make sure that that's fiscally responsible, not put it on the credit card, not put that financial obligation off down the road where ultimately the American taxpayers are going to have to pay for it. But the real problem with this bill is in the second half. It's sort of the devil's in the details. The Great American Outdoors Act, what it would do for the Land and Water Conservation Fund is really the crux of the problem here. The Land and Water Conservation Fund was first implemented in 1965, and it was intended to provide money to states for them to do some conservation, to increase recreational opportunities. And then there was a federal side where federal agencies could acquire some strategic parcels for national parks, for other parks, for forests, just to make that land management more contiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, the funds have become heavier and heavier spent on the federal side, and the federal government has acquired more and more land. The GAO Act, the Great American Outdoors Act, makes funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund mandatory, meaning that Congress is no longer setting levels every year for that fund. It bypasses congressional oversight, congressional authority, and when you pair that, those two pieces together, you have an authorization for the federal government to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to acquire more land when we are already acknowledging in that first part that they can't pay for what they already own. So not only are we setting these lands up for poor conservation, poor management in the future, but we also can't pay for it.
And of course, it's a land grab.
It is. It is. I mean, so these federal acquisitions are not usually targeted. It is a unilateral decision. And under this bill, with the funding parameters, $360 million every year, forever, will go for these federal agencies to buy more land. That is a problem in the West, where you have a significant federal footprint. Nevada is a perfect example where, you know, upwards of 90% of the land in the state is owned by the federal government. But it's also a problem in some of the eastern states as well, where you're going to start to see increased spending and an increased federal footprint and federal law application as well.
NCBA's Caitlin Glover. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Peeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.